If we note the words in Abinazal, these paragraphs, there is a tie-in. Those in words, a tie-in from one paragraph to the next. It's sort of a continuity. We've tried to present it that way. If you listen carefully, you'd see it. There's a continuity going from one topic to the next, but a definite tie-in from one to the other. And this is how arrange these sikhes, a very clear pattern. Abinazal says now, we'll see the tie-in again. The next sikha, Abinazal says that there are people who are kosher, which means good religious Jews, who do not have parnasa. They do not earn a livelihood. They suffer with a lack of earning, or, what's even worse, not earning enough, the person who is unemployed, not of his own design. The person wants to find work, he needs the money, and he cannot find employment. This person suffers, and he is an ish kosher, a kosher Jew, meaning one who, if he would work, he would earn money, he would spend the money properly, he'd give the right amount of stucco to meiser, he'd spend the money for mitzvahs. This is called an ish kosher. Now, this ish kosher does not have parnosa. And, of course, this means that he suffers pressure. He has a lot of external suffering because of this, confusions. Now, this, Abinazal says, it's good for others. Now, in what way is this good for others? It is because there are certain good things that come out of all this suffering. This bilbul means confusion of the mind and troubles that befall a person because of his lack of panasa. This is very good for the world. For one reason, for one thing, sometimes the people in general, the Jews in general, have accumulated so many sins that Chas V'Shalom they can cause to erase those sins could be bringing down a plague, Chas V'Shalom, or worse, Chas V'Shalom, the pogrom. You have these kosher people who suffer more than they do, the part of it is taken and used to forgive these sins of the general populace. And this is for the benefit of the Jews in general, as much as we find a great tzaddikim, greatest tzaddikim, has the least panasa. He was the biggest tzaddikim in the world, suffer the most when it comes to earning. The richest people in the world are the ones who are not such big tzaddikim. Tzaddik Emes himself, for example, is very poor. Leader Medesa, the biggest tzaddik in his time, you remember, said had one plate of soup. He had to live on it for a whole week's time. He was poor. So what? So this, the fact that the entire world, without exception, every single human being alive, derived his livelihood. Every penny that was earned in the entire world, the entire earning power, was in the schus of this one Nebuchadnezzar ben Daisa. So great was his schus. So it means that there were untold billions of dollars being earned in the world through him, and he couldn't get for himself $10 a week, enough to live on to have more than a plate of soup. The schus of this tzaddik was used to help others who were not deserving. He accepted it gladly. He said, Let me suffer now during this lifetime, but to know that I am insured of having the best place in Gan Eden forever afterwards. So in this case then, tzaddikim, who suffer for the sake of other Jews, you could have people not tzaddikim, genudim, but ish kosher, regular ish kosher, who himself might not deserve to suffer so much with lack of parnasa, lack of a livelihood, but it's used to help other Jews. A person who does not have a job, it endangers him to say, I haven't got a job because I'm a big tzaddik, and I'm going to help the others. That's the wrong attitude to take, of course. We don't know who is the ish kosher, who is that great that his lack of earning power helps other Jews. But at least this much, a person should know that if he is suffering because of lack of panasa, the Gemara says very clearly, that there are different types of suffering in existence. Chas V'Shalom, there is illness. Chas V'Shalom, there are different types of worries. The greatest suffering that exists, all he's suffering out is poverty, abject poverty. So a person who is that poor, who needs money badly and couldn't get it, he suffers because of a lack of this money, should know that if he's not that good, that his suffering will help to erase the sins of others, at least it surely helps to erase his own sins. So everything is for the good. And Abinazal says, how do we interpret this item of suffering or confusion. The Midrash tells us that there is a tardeboa. Tardeboa means a person who is in a deep sleep. Confusion means where the mind is not clear, it's not lucid. A person who is alert, completely awake, that person's mind is clear, he can think. If he is asleep, then of course his mind is dormant. If he's in a deep sleep, then there's no possibility of utilizing, employing his mind. Except there are certain tzaddikim, who when they sleep, I'm not speaking about that Ezel, they went to heaven at that time and enjoyed the yeshiva learning in heaven. Tzaddikim who during their sleep, in this case it means regular good religious Jews, who during their sleep have good dreams. In their dreams, they see things which are very beneficial. They see themselves davening or learning, or they have chidusha ten in their dreams, or they see things that are pure, that give them a new spirit, a stronger spirit when they awaken, a stronger feeling of emunah. Adoshan Lab Kodim, he was that when a person awakens in the morning, after a good sleep, his faith is strengthened. So there is this tardeboa, a deep sleep, where it can be good or it can be even still more. All the prophets, except Moshe Rabbeinu, when they had to receive a prophecy, they fell into a trance or a sleep. We find that Avraham Avinu, he received the greatest prophecy of all, speaking about the future of the Jewish nation, says that a tardeboa, a deep sleep, fell upon Avraham Avinu. And this deep sleep, which means literally confusion of the mind, the lack of a clear mind, could be in a case a mind that is so clear they can see more than he would when he's awake. He has the power of prophecy, of foreseeing, clairvoyance, foreseeing the future. Same time, there is a tardeboa, a deep sleep of a person who is not good. He has bad dreams. Sometimes dreams that are very bad, they're diseased, that can cause sins, as a shalom, or at least he sees things that are very foolish. He can see things that are meaningless, things that are complete waste of time. He sees himself doing things that are completely worthless, known as the water metel. Now, these dreams come through a malach. A good angel, a good malach brings a nevuah. A malach, nevuah, comes through malach. Many of those shows how the prophecy comes through the malachim. Malach in heaven brings the prophecy down to a person in his dream. It's cholim de malach. Then there's cholim de shit, a dream that comes through an evil spirit, which of course is also a malach, but this is devodim betelim. Betelim, which means dull and void, worthless items, is being meant to be a malach too. So this, you can have a malach, bed malach, to give is devodim betelim in a dream. This too is a tardeboa. So you can have a tardeboa that is very good, bringing about a devor like Avraham Avinu, or you can have a tardeboa of shtus, of foolishness, a dream where a person can see things that are worthless. Bilal says, therefore, tardeboa itself could be both because it's right in the middle between two items. We have two items. We have chol, which means ordinary, weekday, or a thing which has no kedusha at all. The opposite of kedush is chol. Kedush is holy. Chol, a chol means unholy. So you have these two extremes, kedush and chol. In the middle, you have something which could swing to either side. You have Lashon Kodesh, that's Hebrew, or Lashon Kodesh, the holy language. You have Lashon Chol. In the middle, you have Targum. Your Targum, which is in between Lashon Kodesh and Lashon Chol. This Targum, it says, Begimatria Tardeboa. Targum between both could be Kodesh, Gal Eid. You guys do see a fine Targum in the Torah itself, too. You can have Targum swinging over to complete Chol. Therefore, this Tardeboa, not the Targum, too, could be Kodesh completely with the power of Nevuah, or it could be complete Chol. And of course, this is what's meant by the Bilbulim, the suffering of a person, the confusion of a person. There are different types of Bilbulim. You have a person who suffers, it's good, because this person suffers with Emunah, and he accepts this suffering. But therefore, the suffering is for his benefit as well as the benefit of other people. A person who refuses to accept this suffering properly, if he suffers and says he'll try better to improve his lot, that he attributes it to physical reasons rather than heavenly, that person, of course, is suffering for nothing. It's completely wasted. It's the one who entailed the entire suffering. A person should know, above all, then it says that a person is suffering, Chas HaShalom, his first reaction should be, Baruch Hashem, I accept it gladly because this is the will of Hashem. If he does that, the least possible gain is that that suffering is completely to his benefit as far as erasing sins, as far as helping him lay it to come out of the suffering into happiness.